Let's start with the qualification. Let's go back to the Buckinghamshire and that day. How tough a day was that, and how did you feel once you had qualified?
Well, you know, any qualification is quite tough, especially as a 36 kind of shootout. One bad hole and then you can be out of the whole thing, so obviously it's quite high pressured throughout the day. But I mean, the weather was good and the course was exceptional. You couldn't worry about the golf course, really. They presented it fantastically, and it was just do as much as I could in a 36 holes and see if it was good enough, really. It
turned out to be good enough. Was that the expectation? Was that the hopes, obviously? I mean, bearing in mind the season you've had so far.
Well, I've hardly played at anything so far. The schedule hasn't been great, so obviously it's hard to have expectations, but it was definitely a hope to qualify. I knew my game was there or thereabouts. It was just trying to get it together on the day around the Buckinghamshire, and which, you know, I left it a little bit late, I have to say, but I did manage to post a good score. So yeah, I was only level par for the first 18, one under with three holes to play, and then birdied the last three to finish four under to qualify.
Have you been doing anything differently? I mean, is your game just, is anything specifically you've been working on over the last year or so?
Just trying to get more consistent, you know, a better swing, more consistent swing. It's going to produce better results more consistently, really. It's always been kind of there or thereabouts, but I've struggled a little bit with the consistency side and just trying to build up confidence. I think confidence and self-belief is such a big thing in golf, so just trying to get that a little bit better and yeah, move it forward.
I suppose, how much is this place helping Goodwood and the team you've got around you here?
I can't fault this place. They've been amazing. Stuart has been great with kind of Team Goodwood and getting me involved in meeting some of the members. And obviously I have Ryan here, my swing coach, and Christian Fogden, my putting coach. And they've all been really good. They've got patience of saints, to be honest. When I come back a bit sad, they know how to pick you up and get you going again.
What about the psychological part of the game? I mean, I know a lot of people use psychologists to sort of help their game. In golf, they do say a lot of it is in the mind. Is that something that you're aware of constantly and you're trying to improve?
Yeah, definitely. I do work with a psychologist, but it's kind of few and far between. Because, to be honest, I've seen a few people over the years and I kind of know what I need to be doing. And I'm a big believer you do make your own confidence. So, you know, hitting good shots after good shot after good shot is where you kind of build a platform from.
Now, so you had the men's US Open last weekend. I don't know whether you got a chance to watch it. It was slightly a bizarre weekend, and I suppose you'll be hoping that Lancaster isn't anything quite so strange as Chambers Bay.
Yeah, I didn't get to see much of it because I was playing in a tournament myself, but I caught a few bits, and obviously I caught a few interviews. They didn't seem overly happy about it, but I have looked at Lancaster on the internet, and I'm pretty happy to say it looks nothing like Chambers Bay. So, yeah, I'm quite looking forward to it. I think it'll be a well-manicured kind of golf course, and I imagine that the rough will be thick and it'll be a typical kind of USGA set-up golf course, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Do you think that'll help you in your game?
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty accurate off the tee, so that shouldn't really be an issue for me. It's then just getting my iron shots as close as possible and getting the putter working on the week, really.
And those greens could be a bit faster, I suppose.
Yeah, they could be faster. It's just something I'll have to figure out when I get there. But, you know, I think I'm just going to go in with an open mind and see what's there.
So you're not setting any sort of specific targets for it because it is your first US Open?
Yeah, I think I just want to enjoy the experience as much as possible and learn from it. Obviously, making the cut would be quite a big achievement. But, yeah, I've just got to go there and really enjoy it. You know, it's not often you get the opportunity as a European player to go and play in something like the US Open. So just learn as much as I can, and hopefully that will help build my season from there, really, because I haven't played in many things yet. So it's a good little addition to, you know, hopefully use it as a bit of a springboard for the rest of the year.
And it's the first time they've held a US Open, but you'll get a good chance to have a look at it a couple of days before.
Yeah, so I get there on the Sunday night. I leave straight from the Ladies European Masters, which is being held at the Buckinghamshire. So I leave straight from there and I head over. So I've got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to have a good look at the golf course and plan and plot my way around. And obviously I'm going to have Ryan there with me to help. You know, any additional information he can give me would be great. And I have my boyfriend there caddying as well. So, yeah, that should be a good one. He's caddied in a couple of majors for the ladies, so I'm hoping to draw on a bit of his experience as well.
In terms of the competition, I mean, so stiff in terms of this kind of tournament, but do you have to sort of put that to one side? Because it is a little bit different to the European Tour, maybe, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a world-class field. I've played in British Opens before. It'll be on par with that. And I know I can compete in them. I've made the cut in them before. But it's, yeah, I think it's just I can only do what I can do. I can't control what everyone else does. And I think that's one of the main things. You've got to go in with that kind of focus and, you know, and just see what happens. You can't really you can't really go in with many expectations.
Because for those of us that sort of watch the game, the ladies' game is just so dominant, really, now. I mean, Koreans, I think they've won 5 out of the last 7 US Opens, and they're so strong. It's just an amazing hotbed, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, the Europeans and the Americans are starting to draw level with them now. You've got people like Stacey Lewis, you know, really excelling. But, you know, as I said, you can't really worry about what everyone else is doing. You've just got to focus on doing the best you can do. And we're all world class. We wouldn't be there if we couldn't compete. So, you know, if you have a really good week, there's no reason why you can't compete with them.
Because there's a lot of young talent, isn't there? And the sport of golf has changed somewhat over the last 10 or 15 years, hasn't it? And I suppose even when you look at people, you know, the youngsters coming through, the Georgia Halls of this world and Charlie Hulls, you know, it's good for you, isn't it, to have that sort of like talent around as well?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you look at Charlie and what she's achieved now, and I think that's great for women's golf. And I think it's really good for golf in Britain as well. And I mean, she'll hopefully inspire kind of the next generation of girls, because she plays an amazing golf and she's very glamorous with it and doesn't make many mistakes. And I think, you know, the more children and girls that we can pull into the game, I think the better it'll be kind of in a few years worldwide. I mean, we'll start to compete a lot more.
What about you? You obviously do a lot of work, I suppose, here. Do you enjoy that part and sort of like maybe imparting your knowledge onto the next generation and getting them inspired and seeing what they can do?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I had the pleasure of playing a pro-am last week in Holland with a 15-year-old girl, and she was so enthusiastic and absolutely loved it. And, you know, I love answering all the questions and as best I can. And yeah, just hoping that they carry on enjoying it and, you know, move forward. I think it's great.
What advice would you give them then? What would you know, if someone wants to sort of thinking about, they've got a bit of talent, thinking about maybe going pro, maybe wanting to make a career out of it, what advice would you give to those youngsters?
I think you've got to not worry about it. Enjoy it as much as possible. It's hard. It's sometimes difficult to enjoy it, but just enjoy everything, the experiences, the highs and the lows, as much as possible, and learn to love golf no matter what it gives you.
It's one of those sports, isn't it, that just when you think everything's working, you have to look at whether it's Rory McIlroy seems to be totally dominant, then loses his way somewhat. You look at Tiger, and it's just one of those sports like that that it can sort of kick you up the backside occasionally, can't it?
Oh, yeah, it's massively frustrating, and you've got to find a way of coping with the frustration. So, yeah, it's just how you cope with it and what every individual does, really. It can sometimes be quite difficult, but as soon as you find, you know, how to stay happy and in your happy place, as Happy Gilmore would say, then I think it makes golf a lot better.
Inspiring film. What about just further afield, you know, in terms of the summer and what you've got to look forward to? You mentioned qualification for the Open as well. That's obviously got to be massive sort of date in the diary, as it were.
Qualifying for any major is a big thing. So it'd be nice to play in 2 majors in a year. So I'm quite looking forward to that and prepare as much as possible for that as well. But, you know, other than that, we've got all the tournaments in Europe, really, that... you know, you could win any one of them, so I'm going to enjoy going to all the countries that we go to.